This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
Hey, this is Arvind Yuvaraj on Open for Business, and I will be joined in a bit by another Arvind, Arvind Randhawa. He's the CEO of Too Spicy Entertainment. They are the people behind Dinner in the Sky and other unique experiences. And we'll also have Jack Gill, director of MD Events Asia, here to talk about something that's been on a lot of our minds since the MCO began, and that's the cinema experience. Because it is a strange time in entertainment and pop culture right now, because all the big movies are being postponed or removed from the schedule indefinitely. And while cinemas have been allowed to reopen locally, it's a challenge to draw people into enclosed spaces for something that they've already seen or for movies that they're not that interested in maybe. Which is why drive-in cinemas are slowly making a comeback. It's such a retro concept, but right now it looks like everything people are looking for in terms of safety and convenience. So Jack and Arvind got together to launch M Junction, which is a drive-in cinema that's being set up at Matic KL. And apparently they've got a lot in store to turn this into a unique experience for moviegoers. So yeah, first off, Arvind, Jack, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us, Arvind.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. I've been so weird calling someone, you know, my own name.
Having the same name, right? Yeah, I know. Yeah. But yeah, so, you know, normally we cover ventures that have been around for more than 6 months at least. But I wanted to make an exception because I thought it'll be interesting to talk about one of our first drive-in cinemas, even before it launches, to talk about you guys and your journey to get to this point. So just start by telling us, you know, at what point did you guys think that this would be a good idea?
Okay, so what happened was Jack and me, we are friends and we are both in the same industry, which is the events and live entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. And we were just catching up over the MCO for a drink and just, you know, talking about how business is really bad at this particular moment. And, how everybody's either not doing events or canceling events and stuff. And that's how the idea of, the idea of doing this cinema thing came about, because we were like, hey, you know, even cinemas are closed. If only we could do our own cinema. Then we realized, like, hey, wait a minute. I have the experience and the database of people who would love to do lifestyle events, because that's the background of our company. And Jack, you are like, you are the best person when it comes to sound, lighting, and AV systems. So technically, we can pull this off together. The timing is perfect. It's not a positive thing to say. Mm-hmm. It's not a right time for a lot of businesses. I understand that. But what I'm saying is that it is now is a good time, in the sense that the traditional cinemas are not available either, because when we decided it, that time they were not even allowing cinemas to open. And now, even though traditional cinemas are open, there's still restrictions. So your movie going experience will not be the same as it would have been. So we feel the timing is good for us.
Actually, not to say we take advantage of the situation, but it's just that we are actually, using this as a new platform. So like how Arvind mentioned, the cinemas right now, the experience is not the same. For example, if you go in with your wife or your boyfriend, you still have to actually sit down one seat apart. So we thought, hey, you know, if you can actually have this drive-in cinema right in the city, you still can go with your whole family, even with your kids, and you can be in the same car. It's not one seat apart, not as bad as in the cinema.
But, you know, in terms of prep work, you know, launching a cinema, like an event space like this, isn't easy, right? So you have to think about stuff like funding, logistics, space, license to show the films, that as well. So did you worry that by the time you figure this out, like you mentioned, that people might be back in usual cinemas like they are now?
Yes, we were. By the same time, we felt like even if because by the time we decided to go on with this project, there was no turning back. And we at that moment felt like, hey, even if the cinemas are open, you know what? It is still a novelty experience, in the sense that this has never been happening in Malaysia in the past, ever. And then that's where we felt like even it will still be an experience for people to go to, because it's just something that you haven't done before.
For them, will be something really new. And, when we start talking about this, me and Arvind start talking about this whole idea about this drive-in experience and kind of thing. We just don't want to give a drive-in cinema. We don't want to give a lot of different experience as well. I think if we have actually did our research and see, the whole entire world have actually come up with things like, you know, drive-in cinema, drive-in concert, drive-in conference, drive-in comedy shows. I think in Japan they've even launched drive-in haunted house. You come and actually park your car. You've been like haunted all by real ghosts around. I mean the people, not real ghosts. So we want to actually implement that here. We want to actually try to have a whole new drive-in experience like for the public.
For the public, yeah. And both of you are familiar with event organization and then bringing like novel experiences to the Malaysian market. But a drive-in cinema is unique. It's a unique concept altogether, right? So what was that learning curve like? Like, did you have a sort of like a guide or like a template to follow? Or did you just learn on the fly?
Yes, it is a completely new industry for us. Although as much as we've done, you know, the event side of things, but how movies work, how deals are done with distributors, and what kind of technical requirements are needed behind pulling off a cinema operations. I think that was something that we needed to learn. So we actually got some industry players involved, and they were the one who guided us and told us. So yes, it was a new, for me, there was a lot of new things that I learned.
Yeah, and I was very confident working with Arvin because, you know, why... the reason is because they always come up with new things. Nobody have actually bring people and eat over in the sky, like, you know, they're dying in the sky.
Yep.
Nobody have actually brought a plane in the city. So they are actually expert in doing new things. So that's why I say, like, I mean, you know, I have this thing, you know, like I have that confidence of doing this thing with you because they are the people expert doing new things. So I have the production items. I have the equipment and stuff. I said, let's do this together.
I wanted to ask you about your revenue streams because theaters make their money from concession items and snacks. So like a lot of revenue comes from the snack bar. But if someone drives in, you know, they can bring all the snacks they want. They can bring anything they want from home. So are you curbing that in any way or is that not one of your main revenue streams?
Well, we are packaging food in the experience. Now, why is that so? It's because of the current, you know, requirements from the government, which is the social distancing and all. We are trying to minimize movement as much as we can. So yes, in a traditional cinema setting, food and beverage makes a big chunk of the business. But now with the current restrictions that we have to also maintain, you know, social distancing and all these SOPs in place. So with that, you know, in view of that, we had to be very careful how we structured the whole experience. Hence, we decided to package food inside. We'll still be selling popcorn. We'll still be selling add-on foods and drinks, but it will be done in a very systematic approach. We're just trying to minimize the whole, you know, walking about and stuff. One meal each is provided with the ticket itself. Drinks are not packaged. Popcorns are not packaged for the standard experience, but food for one person, two people each is packaged.
So the other thing is, you know, will this be something that moviegoers want to do on a regular basis? Like, do you see this as a novel experience or something that people do regularly the same way they go to normal cinemas?
Actually, the thing is that it's a bit of a both because if you notice, currently cinemas, they're not even getting the recent new movies being launched even at the normal cinemas.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if we were to get in future, you know, at a very... Because, you see, every single movie is produced by the production house and there's a price to pay for it.
Yep.
They are able to pay for it because they have a lot of cinemas out there. But for us, it's a challenge that to get new movies because, of course, the price is very expensive and we only have one location to start off now and a few more to go later. But in future, if, you know, things go well and we open more locations and production house, like, you know, come and actually negotiate with us, on terms of like new movies, of course, I think we can actually attract people to have this as a thing to go on in future.
I see. Okay. Because that's also something that I wanted to, you know, to ask you. You know, are you planning for this to be a permanent venture? Because locally, we are slowly moving back to normal life with SOPs. And cinemas are open again, as you mentioned. So do you see that as an issue? Like, is that competition or is this like a completely separate outing for customers, like two different experiences altogether?
We don't see ourselves as a competitor at all to the local cinemas at all because they're not our competitors at all. Because they have probably their sets of people who want to go and watch movie in cinemas itself. We are a total whole different experience, an outdoor movie cinema. So we don't see ourselves as competitors with them.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask who do you foresee being your competitors though? Because there is a drive-in cinema in Ipoh that just opened and that seems to be making news quite a lot. Do you worry about more drive-in players popping up in the market like this?
Yes, Arvin, you are right in the sense that there are other players in the market who are also announcing that they'll be doing drive-in cinemas as well. I think the benefit that we have, the advantage that we have compared to the rest is, number one, that we already have a waiting list of about 15,000 people as we speak. Mm-hmm. So, and number two, I think together both companies have a database of corporate clients and even past customers, which, you know, we can still, we have our own market in that sense that even with the competition in the market, or, you know, with other players opening up driving-in cinemas, we have our own brand, our own customer database, and our own experience in terms of making sure ours, you know, do as good or better than most of the other ones in the market.
Yeah, actually, it's a combination of both the companies. You see that Too Spicy has been known in the market for giving good experience out there to people who like to go for new stuff. And MD Events Asia Cinema has been doing a lot of production stuff out there, a lot of concerts, a lot of stuff. So combine both the quality together, they know the experience will be better. So we see ourselves out there as, you know, potentially like people will actually recognize us in terms of like both sides of the companies, what we actually have been delivered before. And we, that's why we believe that in terms of deliverables of quality, probably will be better. And we want to be better as well.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Just to, Arvind, just to add on that, just to give you an example of how we have structured our experience is a traditional drive-in cinema usually has like up to 100 or 200 cars. They try to get a big space and to put as many cars as possible. But if you notice, ours, we have chosen location with only 50 cars. Now, why is that? Because we want to make this an exclusive experience rather than, we want to go to quality rather than quantity.
Right, we're going to take a quick break, but stick around, more from Arvind, Jack and M Junction Drive-In Cinema when we come back. BFM 89.9.
Buggy Free Minum. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
And we're back on Open for Business. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj and I'm joined today by Jack Gill and Arvind Randhawa, the guys behind KL's first drive-in cinema called M Junction. And we're talking about bringing a classic concept back for post-COVID world. So moviegoers have become more and more aware of quality in cinemas. Like, they look for the best sound, the biggest screen, the sharpest visuals. That's why stuff like IMAX exists. And I understand that you're doing a few things to make sure that those things are implemented in M Junction to sort of have that benchmark quality. Like, if I'm not mistaken, like Bluetooth headphones and stuff.
Yeah, sure. What we have is like big huge LED screen, which is like being set up right now in Matic, which is 9 meter in width, 4 meter in height, and we have audio system which has actually been delivered to all the cars. The audio system can be plugged in directly to your aux. If every single car nowadays have aux connectivity, mm-hmm. Most of the common brand of cars in Malaysia, we have aux connectivity. So when you connect it directly with aux, you get excellent sound. Meaning to say, whatever is actually output from the content of the movie, you get it directly in your car. And it also depends, like some car system, you have like good sound system like Bose, JBL, or a good, you know, Harman Kardon speakers. Then you get a really 5.1 sound in your car, you know, with the effects that you know, like in cinema, you know, the people is actually flying over and you have the cars that stunts and stuff. You have that mm-hmm. great feeling in your car. But some cars, unfortunately, you don't have the connectivity of the aux. We are actually providing a Bluetooth speaker to every single person who actually comes in there. I mean, every car will get a Bluetooth speaker as you drive in.
And so you're not setting up actual speakers in the front, like large speakers to...
No. If you're actually standing outside of the car, you will not hear any sound at all. You will actually like be looking at the screen without any sound at all. So outside the car, you don't hear anything. Mm-hmm. As you're in the car, you can hear whatever is actually coming out from either your car or either from the Bluetooth speaker.
Is that to curb? Is that to give the audience like a better sound experience, or is that to curb the noise problem that some event spaces might have? Like, let's say you can't play above a certain volume, or maybe because of the neighboring buildings. Is it to curb both, or is it just to give them like the good, you know, sound experience from the movie?
Okay, you're right. To curb both, we don't want to have any noise pollution out there. Mm-hmm. We want to cut the noise pollution because we are right in the city center and there's a lot of buildings surrounding us. So if you just imagine we set up big, huge speakers and the sound decibel goes up to 120, 130, you know, dBs, and people will be making noise and we have a lot of problems from the authorities, then that's one. So we are avoiding that at all. So we don't want to have any sound out there. Secondly, we want to actually give we can't achieve 100%, like how is it in cinema, the Dolby TSX, 5.1, stuff like that, or similar to that. But we want to go close to that, almost close. So reaching, not almost, how to say, 100% there, but almost there, we actually give you an experience in your car by giving you aux connectivity. But those cars who don't have the aux connectivity, then you give you a Bluetooth speaker. We give you a good Bluetooth speaker, which you can actually have the sound in your car.
Interesting. So this might be a slightly weird question, but I wanted to ask you guys about cooling and ventilation, because people don't want to keep their cars on for 2 hours, right? But also the weather here in Malaysia isn't ideal for a cool viewing experience. So there is a drive-in cinema in Indonesia that has cooling tubes and ventilations to help with that. Is that something that you're tackling as well? Is that something that you are looking into?
Okay, yes, I think, you know, our great tropical climate. Okay, so what's happened is, so what we are doing as an event organizer, what we are going to do is we are going to set up industrial fans around the area to create an airflow and a cooling effect in general. Mm-hmm. That is what we are doing as an event organizer. Now, to do something like what you have said about Indonesia and coming up with the cooling systems and stuff, we are aware of such technology being practiced in other countries. But honestly, it requires a huge investment. And with the current ticket pricing and the current number of cars that we are targeting, it does not make financial sense to invest into something so big, unless that is something permanent and stuff. So what we have decided to do is we will cool down the area as much as we can using fans and maybe even mist fans, and then we will encourage people to turn down their car windows and to enjoy the movie without having to turn on their engine, to make it we want to be environmentally sustainable in that sense. So that is our plan. However, we do realize that when it comes to matters of what is cool and what is hot, it can be very subjective based on people. So if somebody wants to turn on their engine, they want to turn on the aircon, we will not be able to stop them. But we will try it on our level as much as we can to create a conducive environment for them to watch.
What are the rules, though? Like, when you go to a cinema, you're not supposed to use your phone, you're not supposed to talk. Do you impose rules like that for drive-in, something like no honking, no turning on the radio?
Yes, of course. I mean, for the radio, as Jack mentioned earlier, they have two options. Option number one is they use the Bluetooth speakers that we provide. Mm-hmm. Or option number two is they connect to their sound system. Now, some of these cars, they have huge, great sound systems and all that in their car. So they can even use that. Therefore, yes, they are not allowed to. They are not allowed to honk. They are not allowed to, they are not allowed to get out of the car and answer a phone call. The only time they can get out of the car is to go to the washroom. Even the food, if they want to order additional food or popcorn, they have to order it from their car. We are setting up a website, a system per se, where they actually can order everything and will just be delivered to their car. These are the kind of ways that we are minimizing the movement.
Yeah, and also I think what we're doing is actually not only what is actually implemented by us, there is actually an SOP given to us to operate a drive-in cinema. So we are actually following the guideline of the SOP, which was actually created by the government currently, because for them, it's something new as well. They have never encountered this kind of a business before. So right now, when this kind of event is going to take place, they came up with a special SOP just for the drive-in cinema industry. And that has been given to us. So we're just following that.
I wanted to ask you guys, what kinds of challenges or problems do you foresee happening once you're fully operational? Like, what kinds of hiccups are you anticipating, if any at all?
I think the biggest will be the weather.
Yeah, I agree with Jack.
Yeah, the biggest challenge will be the weather. If it's, really heavy rain, then, the rain is really heavy, the show has to stop because of safety reason. If it's probably it's a slight drizzle, it's still manageable, I think it's okay. It's fine.
Yeah, so the weather is unpredictable.
Exactly.
Any plans to show old movies? Like, that's the one thing that I'm always envious of when I see drive-ins overseas. Like, this is a concept. Primarily, we see this concept in the US. They show old movies like Jurassic Park and The Empire Strikes Back, Alien, Indiana Jones, stuff like that. Would that be a possibility with M Junction?
You tell us, Arvin, what is your favorite movie? We will try to accommodate to that.
That's correct. Yes, actually, yes, there will be a combination of old movies and also some not so old, but quite recent. I think the challenge, Arvind, that we have in regards to that is that different movies are under different distributors.
Yep.
And therefore, the commercial rights are different. So as much as I would love to, you know, play a lot of, you know, great blockbusters from the olden days, but you'd be surprised that sometimes these old movies have higher, you know, commercial rights. They are more expensive than new ones. So there are a lot of different kind of things that we're dealing with.
I think, you know, also probably once the thing is up and running, we will also do a market survey to hear, okay, what people want to see more. I mean, what do they like to see when they come into a drive-in cinema kind of thing? So that will actually help us a bit to give a bit of market research, you know. And like earlier, like you said, okay, you would like to see a bit of old movies. So like, you know, when we do a market research, many will say, hey, I want to watch this old movie, you know, like Titanic is my all-time favorite. Mm. I don't mind watching it again and again, even in a drive-in experience. Yep, then we will actually have that.
Exactly.
Okay, okay. Guys, so what kinds of challenges have you faced leading up to the cinema's opening?
Jack, technical ones, maybe?
Well, you see, the thing is that when we planned this, I mean, Arvind planned this much more earlier, before the cinema was being announced to be open. Mm. So halfway, and then we heard the story, okay, cinema can open. And then we're like, hey, should we go ahead with this or not? Because, you know, it was announced that cinema is going to open right now. But we said that we are actually not, again, a competitor of a cinema. So we are actually, you know, a whole different experience than a cinema. So we said we are going ahead with it, and we are actually going to give way much more experience than just a drive-in cinema, as we have a lot of other things in the you know planning as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
cool. So I think, you know, a good way to cap the interview would be to talk about expansion plans, you know, like what is next. You mentioned that you might set up this, you know, M-Junction in different locations. So could we see more drive-in cinemas nationwide? What are your, I won't ask for long-term plans, but what are your plans for the rest of the year or maybe for a year from now?
Yes, definitely there is a plan for expansion. We already have, in fact, interested parties and sponsors from around Malaysia reaching out to us and asking us to come and do the experience at their place. So there will be that. And we're also toying with the idea of, Jack and I were discussing, of making it an annual event. So if it's like every, for example, every August to September, this will take place in KL. Now, can you imagine something like that? It's like the return of, it's like Georgetown Festival happens every August in Penang, right? So this would be an iconic event that takes place in KL, for example.
Yeah, and also, like, you see, the thing is that me and Arvind also discussed about this, that, you see, cinemas right now, you can have in places like, you know, like Sunway, KLCC, and some place where you have malls. But we have also this intention to bring cinema to places where people can never reach. We like to bring this to places like, you know, like Kuala Selangor, where there's no proper cinema, you know, places like, you know, like, you know, Sepang, really. Places where people who don't get out, you know, and watch, come to watch movie every day kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So we want to go to different place where cinema, you know, it's not like close by, and to give them this experience to them.
Guys, thanks so much for your time, and good luck on the opening. Can't wait.
All right. Thank you, Arvind.
Arvind, yeah, make sure you be one of the first person to drive in.
Oh, I will. I will. You know I will. Yeah, right. I mean, that was Arvind Randhawa and Jack Gill, founders of M-Junction Drive-In Cinema, talking about bringing a retro concept back to fill that entertainment void in this weird post-pandemic world that we're all in right now. This interview is also available via podcast on the BFM website, which is bfm.my. You can also find us on the BFM app, which you can get for free on the Apple App Store or on Google Play. Alternatively, we are on Spotify. We are parked under the podcast section. This has been Arvind Yuvaraj on Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.